I have a really loud voice. I have a really loud voice. So you have to turn me down. Margaret, Pastor Margaret. Good to see you, Margaret. We are so excited to be with you for this weekend. And especially you as a group of people. I believe that God is anointing, especially the Chinese, that you are a select nation of the earth. And so I count it a great privilege to be with you. Before we begin, I'll just introduce myself again. My name is Wesley. My Chinese name, Mr. Chin. Because of great big chin. My wife's name is Stacy. And we have just 5 children. We wanted 7 children. But the Toronto revival broke out. And I couldn't get home enough. So we only have 5. I tell everybody, the worst thing about having 5 children is that I don't have 6. When I was in Israel years ago, actually last year, and they were telling me about the Orthodox Jews. And they have 8 children, 9 children, 12 children. And I went, whoa! And the guide looked at me. He says, it's the first commandment. It's the first commandment. Genesis 2, Genesis 1, be fruitful and multiply. So there's lots of Chinese. We think maybe you're following the first commandment. Amen. So, as I said last night, I actually was raised in Kelowna, British Columbia. That's just a little ways up the street, right? Beautiful city. And we had a revival church there called New Life. That Stacy and I started in 1986. And now, presently, we live in Santa Maria, California. I want to mention 2 of our books. This is called Praying the Bible, the Book of Prayers.
叫做祷告圣经.
What this is 88 prayers of the Bible, 88 prayers. From the Bible,
in
various translations, and basically you just pray it like this. You pray it. You walk and pray. And you learn to pray by praying Bible prayers. I saw Dennis Belcom videos. And the Chinese church was praying the Bible. So this is a book of prayers. Orange one. The blue one is the teaching of why and how you pray the Bible. This is not the prayer book, it's the teaching. And lastly, this little USB. You see, this is not a credit card. Not a credit card. You open it, it's a USB. Made in China. Made in China. And on this USB, I have 20 albums.
20.
Plus 20 preaches and things. And this is all prayers put to music. prayers put to music.
就是在音乐中的一个祷告。
Okay, so it's excellent for learning English.
对学英语也很有帮助。
I'm serious.
这真的。
Hundreds and 1500 years ago, 1500 years ago,
1500年前
when the gospel came to Ireland,
当福音传到爱尔兰
the Irish were like wild, like Vikings.
爱尔兰人就是维京人，是很野蛮的。
And they captured St. Patrick and made him a slave. Patrick, they captured him. They stole him.
他们就是抓到那个圣徒 Patrick, 就把他用石头打死了。
Eventually, Patrick found Jesus. Patrick found Jesus.
这个 Patrick 就遇到了耶稣。
And he came back to Ireland.
他又回到爱尔兰。
And he made Christian of the whole nation.
就是圣 Patrick, 他把整个爱尔兰都翻转成基督教国家。
Now they could not speak Latin.
他们说不了拉丁语。
And that's what was spoke at the time.
那个时候是说拉丁语的。
So to learn the language of Europe.
要学欧洲的语言。
They made prayer books.
他们就写了祷告的书。
Their language on one side.
他们的语言在一边。
Latin language on the other side.
拉丁语在右边。
And they prayed to learn the language.
他们在祷告中学习欧洲的语言。
That's why we say pray the Bible and learn English.
所以我们就说，用圣经祷告还能学英语。
Not because English is better.
不是因为英语更好。
But because it's the trade language of the world. And you are a global movement of Chinese Christians.
那我们是全球的这个基督运动的一部分。
And we need you.
所以我们需要大家。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, did you get one of these before? Did I give you one of these? Did I give you one before? Okay, well, I'll give it to you now. And who's another pastor that's... English, can read the English. Where? Margaret! This is your prayer book.
Thank you.
Okay. And Sebastian, this is for you. Right here. God bless you. Okay. Good. Okay, we're doing good. All right, let's put this down here. Now we're going to... I'm going to be with you again in 6 weeks.
6周以后我会再回来，六月底。
And between then, I'm going to Switzerland.
在这期间，我要去到瑞士。
We will have 5,000 Swiss, French, preaching the gospel.
我们会有5000的瑞士人，就是法国人来传福音。
I'm going to Germany.
也要去到德国。
We'll have thousands of Germans.
我们会有很多德国人。
Saying, Jawohl.
说德语 Jawohl.
Heiliger Geist. That's, yes, Holy Spirit.
用德语来说圣灵。
Then we're going to Mongolia.
然后我们要去到蒙古。
Where the first revival has happened in the nation of Mongolia. The first revival in the last 25 years happened in Mongolia.
哦，是过去25年第一次在蒙古的这个复兴运动。
Since Genghis Khan, there was no Christian.
谁？
You know Genghis Khan?
从成吉思汗以来都没有过基督徒。
There was no Christians.
没有基督徒。
Now in the capital city.
现在在他们的首府。
400 churches.
有四百个教会了。
Praise the Lord! Come on.
赞美主。
So from Mongolia, we fly back to you.
从蒙古就我们会回到大家中间。
So your China is close to Mongolia, right?
我们中国人跟蒙古人很接近，是吗？
Okay. So today, I'm just going to give a kind of an introduction to what's happening in the world. We travel to 100 conferences a year. My wife and I, all around the world. 80 nations.
80多个国家。
What that privileges me is I can be your eyes and your ears. I see what's happening all over the world. And what we are seeing today is the greatest explosion of Christianity in all of history. There has never been a time like this time.
历史上从未有过现在的时代。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Jesus said in Luke 19, go ahead two slides, Luke 19.
在路加福音十九章。
Luke 19.
打一下路加福音十九章的中文经文。
Back up one. Tell her to back up.
Back up.
Try back one more.
往回。
Okay.
往下。
Maybe she doesn't have it. Okay, that's just me then. In, I just said, okay, Luke 19. Jesus said to Israel,
主耶稣对以色列人说,
He said,
他说,
Woe to you, Israel.
他咒诅以色列。
Why?
为什么咒诅呢?
Because you did not recognize the day of your visitation.
因为你没有认出神造访你的日子。
In other words,The coming close of God was right there in their midst.
因为神借着耶稣来到他们中间，就在他们中间。
But they could not recognize him.
但是他们却没有认出他。
The danger that we have
我们今天的危险
is not recognizing the time that we're in.
不是说我们很难认出我们现在所在的时代。
I believe that we are in the critical time of biblical history.
我相信我们正处在圣经时代的很重要的一个时期。
That we are in the time of the closing hours.
因为我们在最后要结束的时刻了。
And we have to be aware of what season it is for us.
我们要知道现在我们处于什么季节。
And I'm going to be telling you about where I believe we are at.
我来告诉大家我为什么相信我们
现在处于这样的季节。
在路加福音二十四章。
Jesus.
24
explained himself from Moses and the prophets. Don't worry about that.
耶稣是自己是这样介绍自己的。
He used the Old Testament to tell about himself.
他用旧约来介绍自己。
It is a great message.
是个很好的信息。
I'll share that next month.
我下个月再来分享。
But the point is in verse 44.
重点是在四十四节，重点是。
Jesus pointed back to the scriptures.
耶稣引用旧约。
He pointed backwards.
他回去引用旧约。
He said everything in the scripture.
他说经文上所说的。
Which is the Old Testament.
他指的是旧约。
Every verse.
每一节。
Must be fulfilled.
都要应许应验。
It must be fulfilled.
每一节都要应验。
It can't be stopped.
不可能不应验。
It's going to happen.
会发生的。
And Jesus said this, and he opened their minds.
耶稣就开了他们的心窍。
One of the most exciting studies you can do.
我们所做的最兴奋的学习。
Is to go to the Old Testament.
就是进到旧约。
And find out what has not happened yet.
来去找出哪些还没有应验。
If you know what hasn't happened.
如果我们知道什么还没有应验。
Then you can know what is coming.
我们就知道什么将会发生。
Do you understand that?
大家明白啊。
If you know what has not taken place,
我们如果知道什么还没有发生,
that is the agenda for what will come to pass.
这就是即将要发生的事情。
Jesus said it.
耶稣就这么说的。
So for instance, Isaiah 11.
比如说以赛亚书十一章。
Said, you don't have to turn, just quote me because I'll go fast. Thanks.
以赛亚书十一章。
Good, Margaret. Isaiah said,
以赛亚说
The whole earth
全地
is going to be full of his glory.
要充满认识耶和华的充满耶和华的荣耀
The whole earth
全地
The entire world
全世界
The whole earth
全地
China
中国
Middle East
中东
Russia
俄国
Africa
非洲
Latin America
拉丁美洲
India Pakistan,
Pakistan,
the whole earth,
全地
is going to be full of His glory.
要充满神的荣耀。
If that hasn't happened yet,
如果那还没有发生
it's going to happen.
就会发生了。
It's going to happen.
即将发生。
And China will play a key role in this.
中国在此会有很重要的角色。
He says, in that day,
他说在那一天
the root of Jesse will stand as a banner.
耶稣的根要兴起一个大旗。
The nations are going to come to him.
列国都要来寻求他。
The nations.
列国。
Imagine the nations.
想象列国。
Syria.
叙利亚。
Iraq.
伊朗。伊拉克。
Iran.
伊朗。
The nations.
列国。
Egypt.
埃及。
The nations.
列国。
They're going to come to him.
都要来寻求他。
And that's what we're expecting.
这就是我们所期待的。
Look at Daniel 7.
看一下但以理书七章。
Daniel received visions.
但以理看到异象。
And he saw one like the Son of Man.
他看见有一位像人子。
Jesus said he was that Son of Man.
耶稣说他是人子。
When Jesus was before Caiaphas, when Jesus was before Caiaphas,
当这个耶稣在大祭司面前的时候，
he said, "Are you the Son of God?"
大祭司问他说，你是神的儿子吗？
And Jesus said, I am.
耶稣说我是。
And you will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds.
你会看见人子驾云降临。
He was directly pointing to this verse.
他就是指，耶稣就是引的这节经文。
Jesus knew exactly who he was from the Old Testament.
耶稣很清楚他是谁，在旧约指着他的经文就在这里。
Jesus did not invent the teaching of the kingdom.
耶稣并没有这个创造关于神国度的教导。
It came from the book of Daniel.
是从但以理书来的。
Daniel talked about the kingdom.
是但以理讲到的关于国度。
Jesus was expanding and fulfilling this word.
耶稣是来扩展和应验了这句经文。
But notice verse 14.
但以理书七章十四节。
You can read Daniel 14. Do you have Daniel 7:14? Go ahead, read it in Chinese.
得了权柄荣耀国度使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他他的权柄是永远的不能废去他的国必不败坏
Did you notice what it said?
大家看这里讲到什么
All peoples All peoples
所有的人
All the nations
各国各方
Men of every language
各族 各方的人
Worshipped him
都侍奉他
We are going to the greatest worldwide revival the world has ever seen.
我们会遇到前所未有的全球性的复兴。
Jesus said it must happen.
耶稣说这一定要发生。
And that's what's ahead of us.
这就是在我们前面要会发生的。
Look at verse 26 and 27.
但以理书七章。
26 first.
二十六、二十七节。然而审判者必坐着行审判，他的权柄必被夺去、败坏、灭绝，一直到底。国度权柄和天下诸国的，二十六节。
Okay, verse 26. Okay, so the court's going to sit.
所以这个审判者必坐着行审判。
And it says, his power will be taken away.
说他的权柄必被夺去。
Whose power?
谁的权柄会被夺去
？In the context, it's the little horn.
就是小角。
And
启示录讲的小角。
Many think that is like a End time world leader.
就是现在末世世界的各样的领导人
A bad
领导者
A bad one.
不好的那些
Okay, so at the time of the end,
在末世
there's a world leader.
会有一个世界性的领袖
A bad one.
一个很不好的人
He's symbolized by a horn.
启示录里描述他是有小角
That's a sign of power.
就是能力的脚是能力的代表。
But the court of heaven is going to sit.
但是天上的审判已经审判他。
And his power will be broken.
他的能力会被败坏。
It's going to be broken.
会被折断。
Then notice what will happen on the earth.
来看看地上会发生什么。
27.
二十七节，国度权柄和天下诸国的大权必赐给至高者的圣民，他的国是永远的，一切掌权的都必侍奉他，顺从他。
All the kingdoms.
所有的国度国
All the groups of power.
所有有权柄的
Are going to be handed over to the saints.
都会转交给圣民
And all rulers.
所有的执政掌权的
Will worship.
都来敬拜
And obey him.
顺从他
That's ahead of you.
这就在我们前面会发生
Can you imagine when the president of Iran will worship Jesus?
我们能想象吗？伊朗的总统敬拜耶稣。
Can you imagine when all of the Chinese leadership are worshiping Jesus?
我们能想象吗？中国的执政掌权者敬拜耶稣。
When the Prime Minister of Russia is worshiping Jesus?
能想象吗？俄国的总理敬拜耶稣。
When the executives of Google and Apple are worshiping Jesus?
Google 和苹果的这个这个总裁都敬拜耶稣。
Or Ford and Honda?
福特车、宏达车、宏达车。
All the kingdoms
所有这些国度
of this earth
地上的各样的国
政权 are going to worship him.
都要来敬拜他。
That's what's ahead of you.
这是在我们前面的。
This is not about a church on a corner.
这不是只是在一个角落的教会。
It's about a movement worldwide.
是全球性的运动。
And the last verse I want to share, and then I'm going to tell some stories.
还有再分享一节。
Zechariah 14.
撒迦利亚书十四章。
Verse 1, the day of the Lord is coming.
一节，耶和华的日子临近。
Nations will fight against Jerusalem. Verse 2.
我必聚集万国与耶路撒冷征战。
Verse 9. But
但是
the Lord will be king over the whole earth.
耶和华必作全地的王。
Read all of verse 9.
耶和华必作全地的王。那日耶和华必为独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二的。
What does that mean in your translation? Translate it to me in English.
That day the Lord will be the Lord of the whole earth. He's the only one. His name is the only name.
Yeah. Did you catch that?
独一无二的。
The Lord
主
will be king over the whole earth.
必作全地的王。
Has that happened yet?
这个已经发生了吗？
Has that happened yet?
已经发生了吗？
No.
没有。
Hasn't happened yet.
还没发生。
It's going to happen.
但是会发生的。
It's going to happen.
会发生的。
There will be only one Lord.
那个时候只有一个主。
One Lord.
只有一个主。
And His name.
他的名。
The only name.
是独一无二的名。
Not Allah.
不是阿拉。
Not Allah.
不是阿拉。
Only one name.
只有一个名。
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, "Everything written about me."
耶稣说，经上所有指着我的话。
In the law,
在律法书。
And Moses,
摩西。
And the prophets,
先知。
Must come to pass.
都会应验。
I'm excited.
我很兴奋。
Now, I want to tell you some stories.
跟大家讲一些故事。
And then I want to apply it. How long do we go, by the way?
我们有多少时间？还有多少？啊？十二点还是十二点半？
12:30.
But we can have break. 15 minutes break.
Huh?
We can have two sessions. We have 2 hours.
Oh, am I doing both?
Till 12:30.
Okay, okay. I didn't know that. No problem. Okay. In 1989, I went to Kansas City.
我去到 Kansas 城
Because I was trying to learn how to pray.
我想学怎么祷告。
God was mad at me.
神就生气了。
Because I wasn't praying.
因为我没有好好祷告。
And he prophesied strongly through my wife.
神就借着我太太给我发预言。
And he said, Wesley.
说 Wesley.
Wesley.
说 Wesley.
I have called you to pray. I have called you to pray.
我呼召你来祷告。
But you did not pray.
但是你不祷告。
I have been in the closet waiting for you.
我一直在等你。
But you did not come.
你就是不来祷告。
Much kicking.
就一直踢踢。
Much slapping.
踢他打他。
So God was angry with me.
神就生我气了。
So I decided I have to go to Kansas City.
所以我就说我要去到 Kansas 那边。
Because I heard there was a man.
听说我因为我听说那里有个人。
On planet Earth.
在地上。
That prayed 5 hours a day.
确实是一天祷告五小时。
I used to say I can't even talk to my wife for 5 hours a day.
我说我连一天跟我太太说五小时话都做不到。
And I can see her.
我还能看见她呢。
So I went there.
我就去了。
And I did learn how to pray.
我确实在那儿学到了怎么祷告。
But I also heard of other things.
那我也听到另外的事。
I heard about the concept of global.
我听到了全球。
End time.
末日。
Revival.
复兴。我听到了这个概念。
I had never heard that before.
从来没听过以前。
I thought, as I said last night.
就像我昨天我说
，Everything was going to get bad, bad, bad.
所有的事情会越来越糟，越来越糟。
And then the devil would flush us down the toilet.
然后魔鬼会把我们冲到马桶里去。
Jesus would rescue us.
然后耶稣就把我们救起来。
Just before we were going down.
就是在我们被沉到马桶以前，神把我们救出来。
But that That year I heard a different story.
但是在那里我听到了另外的一个概念。
And I met a man called Bob Jones.
我就遇到了 Bob Jones.
How many of you are familiar with Bob Jones?
我们都听过 Bob Jones.
Go like this.
有多少人听到过 Bob Jones?
Okay, not too many.
还有一些人没听到过。
And he told a story
他就讲了一个故事
that happened to him.
发生在他自己身上。
He was a prophet.
他是一个先知。
In 1975,
在1975年,
he was prophesying the word of the Lord.
他就是在发预言。
And he was telling about abortion and homosexuality and these things.
关于堕胎、同性恋这些事情。
And a demonic spirit
一个邪灵
appeared
就显现
in front of him.
就出现在他面前。
And warned him.
就威胁他。
If you continue to speak this message,
如果你持续发这种预言，
we will kill you.
我们就会杀了你。
And Bob said,
Bob 就说，
and he was from Arkansas.
他是从阿肯色州来的。
Like a hillbilly. Hillbilly? Backwoods country?
就是农村那个村野的地方。
Funny accent.
很好玩的口音。
Funny accent.
很可笑的口音。
Now, my accent's very funny to you already.
我的口音也
But his is funnier.
那个 Bob Jones 的口音更好笑。
He said, I wasn't as scared of you when I was in the world, and I'm not as scared of you now.
他说我如果说我以前怕你的话，我现在是不怕你的。
Now, get! So he rebuked the thing.
他就斥责那个邪灵离开了。
A few days later, he was prophesying again.
过几天他又在发预言。
And he was struck with a pain in his lower stomach.
他的下腹就很痛突然。
It became rock hard.
就痛得不得了。
He went to the hospital.
就去了医院。
They couldn't find out what was wrong with him.
医院就是查不出原因。
But he knew.
他知道。
That it was related to this encounter.
就是跟这个属灵征战有关。
He phoned people to pray. People were praying.
他就打电话给一些代祷者。
And he was there for, you know, a day.
他就一天都是这样。
And then suddenly.There was a cyst in his stomach, like a growth, a cyst, tumor.
哦，一个肿瘤吗
？Like.
哦，像肿瘤一样的囊肿之类的东西。
And it ruptured.
突然就爆了，在他小腹爆了。
And blood came out of his mouth.
血就从口里喷出来了。
Out of his nose.
鼻子。
And he wrapped a towel around his head.
他就只好缠个毛巾。
He was in great pain.
就疼得不得了。
And he laid back on the bed.
他就平躺在床上。
And suddenly,
突然
he died.
他就死了。
And his spirit left his body.
他的灵就离开身体。
He floated up in his room.
他就浮起在他的房间。
And he looked at his body on the bed.
看见他这个床上的他的尸体。
He said, "Huh?"
他说啊。
I wonder how they did that.
真不知道他们是怎么做到的。
I was serving Jesus.
我是服侍耶稣。
And he went up into heaven.
他的灵就去到天堂。
And in heaven,
在天堂
he saw like a moving sidewalk.
他就像看到这种过通道。
By the way, that's recorded on our USB.
在 U 盘上他有这个录音他的见证自己见证录音。
I have got a 15 minute version of that, 15 minutes.
15分钟的这个见证的整全版录音。有音乐的。
So, he's there in heaven.
他就在天堂。
And there's a moving sidewalk.
就是有一个能动的，就像那种机场那种活动的。
And on that moving thing is our people.
就是在那个动的电梯上有人在。
And they're coming to Jesus.
走向耶稣。
And every person that came to Jesus.
每一个要到耶稣面前来的人。
He would ask them one question.
耶稣问一个问题。
You ready?
大家预备好要听这个问题吗？耶稣问的。
Did you learn to love?
已经学会怎么去爱了吗？
Did you learn to love?
你学会爱了吗？
And they would have to answer him.
那每个人都要回答。
And they had all sorts of answers.
个人有各种的回答。
He said one old lady was crippled up.
有一个人就。
And he said, "Did you learn to love?"
耶稣说你学会爱了吗？
She said, "Only you, Lord, only you." Only you.
那个老妇人就说只是你，只有你，只有你。
In other words, she didn't love anyone else.
哦，她除了耶稣谁都不爱，只爱耶稣。
But he would welcome her, and then he would kiss them on the lips. Jesus would.
哦，耶稣还是拥抱她，就亲吻她。
And they would go like into his heart, and threw him into paradise.
然后这些人呢，通过能通过通道的是从耶稣的身体通过，然后就到了天堂。
So, Bob was coming in the line.
这个 Bob 也是在这个线里面往前走。
And he said, "I was getting close to Jesus."
他就说，我就离耶稣越来越近了。
And then he said this. He says,
他说
"I puckered up."
啊，我已经准备好亲吻了，准备好让耶稣亲我，我就能进去了。
Ready to kiss Jesus.
已经准备好亲吻耶稣了。
And Jesus said, "Wait, Bob."
耶稣说 ，Bob， 等一下。
It's not your time.
还不是你的时间呢。
He said, "You died serving me."
你服侍我，
It's not your time.
但是你还不是你的时间呢。
You need to go back.
你需要回去。
And Bob said,
"Bob 说
I don't want to go back.
我不想回去。
They's persecuting me down there.
在地上到处都逼迫我。
And Jesus said, "Bob, look over there."
耶稣说，看那边。
And there was another moving sidewalk, a moving belt.
有另外的一队在运行另外一个方向。
And it was way more crowded than this one.
比到耶稣这边的人多多了，在那另外一个方向。
And it was full of people who were wrapped up in the things they had served on earth. What they did was what they were enchained with.
那一群人呢，就是身上都缠裹着很多，就是他们在地上曾经服侍过的事工都缠着他们。
And they would have one chance.To look at Jesus.
这边的这群人只有一个机会看一眼耶稣。
And they would see his eyes.
看到耶稣的眼睛。
And they would know that this was true.
他们就知道一切都是真的。
And this moving belt would take them off, and they went into darkness.
这些人就被传送带就运到黑暗中去了。
Total darkness.
完全的黑暗。
And Jesus said, "Bob."
耶稣说 ，Bob。
Would you go back for them?
你愿不愿意为那样的人、那些人回到地上去呢
？And Bob said this.
Bob 说。
I would go back for one soul, Lord.
即使是为一个灵魂，我也愿意回去。
And Jesus said,
耶稣说
I'm not sending you back for one soul.
我把你让你回到地上，不只是为了一个灵魂。
I'm sending you back to prepare my leaders.
我差你回到地上来预备我的领袖。
For a harvest,
预备一个丰收割。
Of a billion souls.
是为了
One billion.
十亿灵魂。
A billion.
十亿
Say a billion.
说十亿
That's like China.
就像中国的人口差不多
A billion.
十亿的单位
Now, back in the 70s, there was only 4 billion people on the earth.
因为在70年代只有几个四个国家有十亿以上的人口
And that,、啊、then Jesus touched him.
耶稣就摸了一下这个 Bob,
and power went through his body,
能力又进到他身体里
and he was sent out of heaven, and he was back up in his room.
他就从天上被打回来，回到他的房间
and he was looking at his body.
他又看到他的身体
and there were two resurrection angels, one on each side.
他的身体两边各站着两个复活天使
and they were touching him.
这两个天使就摸他的身体
and then one said, "Look."
有个人就说看。
And there was an explosion in the distance.
就在很远的地方有一个像爆炸一样。
And it looked like an atomic bomb.
就像一个炸弹一样。
But it was an explosion of light and glory and prayer.
但是是在荣耀
And the other
光明中的这种爆炸。
Now it begins.
另外一个天使就说现在发生了。
And it was in the center of Kansas City.
就那个地方就落在那个 Kansas City.
And Bob entered his body.
Bob 的灵回到身体中
and instantly he was alive again.
他就活过来了
and he was in great pain.
他就很疼
and so he was given a vision of what would happen in the future.
所以他就是得到这个意象，知道将来要发生什么事
That's almost 45 years ago.
大约这是已经四十五年的前的事
45 years.
四十五年
and he carried the vision of a billion souls.
所以他就一直肩负着这个意象，就是十亿灵魂
God gave him many, many other.Confirmations of this.
神也透过很多其他的事情验证这个意象。
And God showed him that there was coming a youth movement.
神显示给他说会有一个年轻人运动。
Young people.
年轻人。
Who would focus on night and day prayer.
年轻人他们的焦点是在日夜的祷告。
Revival.
复兴。
Etc.
这些事。
And of course, that was Mike Bickle. Mike Bickle.
Mike Bickle, 他讲的是 Mike Bickle.
And Mike moved there, you know, in 82.
Mike Bickle 是1982年去到 Kansas 城。
And Bob met him in 83.
Bob 83年在那里跟他见面。
And you can read and listen to all this on the website.
我们在网上都能知道这些事情。
On the website is the preachers plus notes, transcriptions.
就是有这些信息，讲稿都有啊。
Okay, so you can go there.
我们可以去自己去看。
And I believe that they're going to be getting it into your language soon too.
可能很快会翻译成中文。
Because
因为
all the Chinese came there this past January.
就是这个刚刚过去的一月份，很多中国人去到那边。
How many of you know Pastor Gideon Chu?
多少人知道赵忠全牧师？
Gideon Chu, okay, from Vancouver. We've been friends for 30 years.
我跟赵牧师是三十多年的朋友。
And David Damian.
戴米恩牧师。
And so, Bob Jones met Mike Bickle in 83.
所以八三年，Bob Jones 和 Mike Bickle 见面。
And it's very, very funny stories.
是很有意思的一个见面。
But God told Bob to wear a big, heavy coat.
神告诉 Bob 要穿个很厚的外套。
And it was very warm outside.
外面是很暖和的天气。
What's 70 degrees in Celsius?
七十华氏度是多少摄氏度啊？二十多度。
What is it?
20 something.
Okay, so the weather was 20 something for 3 weeks.
所以三个星期都是二十多度的天气。
It was like an early summer.
就像早夏天。
And Bob wore a great big, heavy coat.
Bob 穿了很厚的外套。
And overalls like a farmer.
就像个农民。
He looked ridiculous.
他看起来很可笑。
And God told him to do that.
神让他这样穿着的。
And he went to meet Mike Bickle.
他就去见 Mike Bickle.
And he began to talk to him.
就谈话。
And he said, "The Lord sent me here."
他跟 Mike Bickle 说，神差我到这里来。
I'm here to help you stay straight.
我来到这里就是为了帮助你能够一直站得正确。
Because there's coming a harvest of 1 billion souls.
因为即将会有一个这个十亿灵魂的大收割。
God is going to use you to help prepare the world for this.
神会使用你来在全球帮助成就这件事情。
He says, you're going to lead a youth movement.
他说你会带领年轻人运动。
He said, are you a youth pastor?
你是他问 Mike Bickle 你是青年牧师吗
？Mike Bickle said, no.
Mike Bickle 说我不是。
I'm a senior pastor.
我是一个主任牧师。
He says, well.You're going to be a youth pastor.
你就会成为一个青年牧师的。
He said, "You a singer?"
他说你是敬拜者吗
？Mike says, "No."
Mike 说我不是。
Said, "You play an instrument?"
就他就问说
Mike
你会
said, "No."
你会乐器吗？他说我不会。
He said, "Well, you're going to lead a worship singing movement."
你很快会带领一个敬拜运动。
Said, "You an intercessor?"
问他 Mike 你是代祷者吗
？Mike said, "No."
Mike 说我不是。
I'm an evangelist.
我是一个传福音的。
He says, "Well, you're going to lead an intercessory movement."
Bob 说你会带领一个代祷者的运动。
He said, "You pray for Israel?"
他问 Mike 说你为以色列祷告吗
？Mike said, "No."
Mike 说我不祷告。
Do you do anything for Israel?
你什么都不为以色列做吗
？Mike said, "No."
他说我什么都不做。
Bob said, "Well, the Lord said you'd be dull."
神说你很傻。
But I didn't think you'd be this dull.
你有点神对我说过你有点傻，但是我没想到你这么傻。
And he said, "Well, you're going to lead an intercessory movement."
他说，你会带领这个代祷运动。
24 hours a day.
一天二十四小时。
With singers and musicians.
还有很多的敬拜者，乐器弹乐器的。
And the signs that this is going to happen.
这些事情会发生的记号。
Is that society is going to perfect an abortion pill? An abortion pill, a pill that stops.
堕胎药，堕胎法
，pill，P is in Pacific, medical, yeah.
堕胎的药
，P is in Pacific, a pill that will discharge conception.
就是那个药会使孩子流产。
And Mike looked at him. He goes, "Do you even understand what you're saying?"
Mike 就说 ，Bob， 你知道你在说什么吗
？He says, "Yep, it's going to happen."
Bob 说，我知道我在说什么，会发生的。
He says, "Soon they're going to legalize homosexuality."
Bob 说，很快这个同性恋就会合法化了。
And they will be parading in the streets.
他们就会在街上游行欢呼了。
No one would believe that in the early 80s.
那个八十年代初，没有人会相信这种事会发生。
He says, "Another sign to you."
他说我再给你个记号。
He says, "I saw Asians."
我看很多亚洲人。
The Chinese.
中国人。
In rice paddies. Rice paddies.
这筷子国家，吃米饭的。
With Asian hats.
戴着中国人的帽子，亚洲人的帽子。
And they were watching
他们在看
the prayers from Kansas City
他们在看从 Kansas City 发出来的祷告
on television sets
是在一个电视装置
on their wrist
但这个电视装置在他们的
with no cords
那个手腕上也没有电线
and they were watching the prayer room
他们在看你们的祷告室
That was 83
83年说的这种话
Guys, we hardly had computers yet
那个时候计算机都没有
We didn't have computers.
都计算机都没有。
But the Asians were watching the prayer movement.
但是现在亚洲
on their wrists.
开始来看在腕上的或者是手上的。
Mike thought this guy is absolutely crazy.
Mike 那个时候觉得这种预言是疯了。
He said, "This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard."
他说这是我听过最蠢的话了。
But he ended by saying this.
但是最后 Bob 说。
He says, "Well, he says, spring is coming."
说春天要来了。
So on the first day of spring,
春天的第一天
when it snows,
下如果下雨下雪
we will sit around a table,
我们会坐在圆桌一圈
and you will accept me as a prophet.
你就会接受我作为先知了
Mike said, "Who will?"
Mike 说谁会接受
Bob Jones said, "You will."
Bob 说你到时候就会接受了
And then he says, "Here's my number."
就把 Bob 就把自己电话号码给他。
Because you're going to need it to call me.
因为你到时候会需要来打我电话的。
He turned around to leave.
他就准备走了。
And then he said, "God told me this."
然后他又说一句说神跟我说。
You like things straight.
你喜欢事情是直线发生。
One, two, three, four.
一二三四这样发生。
So I'll give it to you straight.
那我就直接告诉你。
And he gave him four prophecies. Boom, 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 boom.
他就给他发了四个个人预言。
That another prophet had just told him weeks before.
那些预言刚好是另外一个先知在几周以前告诉麦克比口的是完全一样的话
said goodbye
就说再见
Mike said he went home
麦克说他回到家里
talked to his wife Diane
给他的太太戴安娜
said I had the strangest experience today
说我今天有个很奇妙的经历
this crazy man came into my office
这个疯子来到我的办公室
and told me we're going to raise up intercessors for Israel
我们说我们会有这
种代祷者 prayer,
我们会有半守望代祷
all this stuff.
所有这些分享给他太太
Two weeks later,
两周以后
Sunday,
星期天
there's a freak snowstorm,
有一个冷的这个暴风雪
and this major Christian leader is visiting Mike's church.
一些重要的基督徒的领袖正在我的教会
and he cannot fly out because of the snowstorm.
他们都没办法飞出来，因为这个暴风雪很大。
So they're going to go to Mike's house for some fellowship. They're going to go to Mike's house for fellowship.
他们就到Mike Bickle 的地方来交通。
And this man says, "Hey."
有个人就说
"Can we get that old prophet to come?"
我们能不能把那个老先知叫来
？He gave me a word today that was really true.
今天他给我发了个预言是真实的。
I want to talk to him.
我想跟他讲话。
Mike said, "You do?"
他说真的吗？
And then he remembered the number.
他就想起 Bob 的电话号码。
He said, "Well, I'll see."
他就说。
He pulled out the number.
他就把他电话拿出来。
Phone Bob Jones.
他就给 Bob 打电话。
Bob said, "I've been waiting for you all day."
Bob 说，我一天都在等你电话了。
He says, "Well, can you come over?" He goes, "Absolutely, be right over."
他就立刻的就过去了。
And they spent from 9 or 10 at night till 4 in the morning.
他们就从九点十点一直到第二天的四点在一起。
Bob began to tell them stories of their heart.
Bob 就开始给他们每一个人讲述他们个人的事情。
He told the secret story of Mike Bickle.
他就把 Mike Bickle 最隐秘的事讲出来了。
A line from a song that he promised his father. His brother broke his neck.
Oh, Mike Bickle 的一个兄弟是哥哥还是弟弟？他这个脖子不是一次在运动的时候折断了？对，那就是脖子折了。
And just before his father died,
就是在他父亲去世以前
he said to Mike, "Will you take care of your brother?"
他父亲就跟 Mike 说，你能不能照顾你的兄弟
？And Mike said, "Yes, I will."
Mike 说，我会照顾他的。
And he said, "He ain't heavy. He's my brother."
他不是重担，他是我的兄弟。
From the old song of the Hollies.
是从一个古老的歌的歌词，他这样讲。
And that night, Bob Jones told Mike what he said to his father.
那天晚上 ，Bob 就把 Mike Bickle 给他父亲说的这句原话说出来了。
No one in the world knew that.
全世界没有任何一个人听过这句话。
Not even his wife.
他太太都没听过。
And Mike looked at Bob and said, "You truly are a prophet of God."
Mike 就看到 Bob 说，你真的是神的先知啊。
And Bob said, "Didn't I tell you?"
Bob 说，我早就告诉你了嘛。
On the first day of spring.
春天的第一天。
When the snow melts，
当雪下的时候。
You'll sit around a table。
我们会坐在圆桌旁边。
And you will accept me as a prophet。
那个时候你就会承认我是先
知。That was 1983。
1983年的事情。
And they went on to have so many stories that is far too more than I can tell you。
然后他们之间又发生了很多的事情，太多的事情。
But that's how they became convinced that Bob's vision, his encounter with heaven was true。
那在那以后就更多的人就接受鲍勃在天堂的经历是真实的。
And they've been interceding for the billion soul harvest。
他们就开始为这个十亿灵魂的得救来祷告。
Ever since then。
从那个时候开始。
And I heard it in 89。
我是89年听到这个事情。
And I began to study the Bible。
我开始研究圣经。
And I am convinced that we're on the verge of the greatest harvest。
我也认同我们确实是在最大的收割之前呢。
We're going to take a 15-minute break。
现在我们休息15分钟。
Okay, good. We're going to take a 15-minute break。
啊，我们休息15分钟。
Come back for part two。
啊，15分钟以后我们回来。
Well, you're a great congregation。
我们是一群很不错的会众。
Thank you。
谢谢大家。
So in the first portion, we talked about the promise of Old Testament scriptures will be fulfilled.
刚才我们讲到旧约的预言都会实现的。
That the glory of God is going to cover the earth.
神的荣耀会遮盖全地。
That the greatest time of revival is still ahead of us.
在我们前面的是从未有过的大复兴。
That Jesus sent Bob Jones back to prepare the leadership.
那主耶稣让 Bob Jones 又活过来是为了来预备领袖。
And now some 40 plus years.
40多年过去了。
All the prophecies that he prayed and spoke have come to pass.
他很多所发的预言都已经实现。
This next year we'll celebrate 25 years.
明年我们要
celebration of 24/7 prayer in Kansas City.
明年我们要庆祝在 Kansas 在 IHOP 24/7的祷告第25周年了。
Day and night.
白天黑夜
365 days a year.
365天全休。
That happened.
这个事情发生。
And the promise was that it would grow from 500 to 5,000.
这个应许是500人会变成5,000人。
If you go onto the website, you can watch the staff meeting.
我们如果上网可以看到他们的同工会。
And it's like they said, it's like the chapter has completed.
就像这个章节已经完成了。
As we're finishing 25 years.
这前面的走过的25年。
But a whole new chapter is opening up.
但是一个新的篇章要开始了。
And I believe that we're on the verge now of the application of the great harvest.
我相信我们现在在大复兴大收割的这个就是要进展的这个开始的这个关头。
Power evangelism.
全能布道。
No disease would stand before this people.
没有任何疾病能够在这个会众里面存留。
That many young ones will be raised up as power evangelists.
很多年轻人会被兴起来做全能布道。年轻人。
Stadiums will be filled.
大礼堂都会被充满。
And so this is all this prophetic history.
所以这些预言的历史。
Now I'm going to tell you about one more story.
我来跟大家讲另外一个事件事情。
And that is the man Paul Cain.
就是这个叫 Paul Cain 的。
Have any of you heard of Paul Cain?
多少人听说过 Paul Cain?
Okay, he's also on our USB.
在我们的 U 盘上也讲到他。
And we moved to Santa Maria.
我们搬到 Santa Maria 这个城市。
Because that was the home of Paul Cain.
因为那是 Paul Cain 的故乡。
And Stacy, who's coming tonight,
我太太今天晚上会到。
Believed that we were supposed to help build this prophetic ministry called Shiloh Ministry. Paul Cain's vision.
我太太那个时候，她就认为，神是呼召他们要去帮助 Paul Cain 来建立那一个预言性的事工。
And Paul Cain just recently passed away.
Paul Cain 就是刚刚过世。
He was 89.
89岁。
But I need to tell you about him.
我要跟大家介绍他。
His mother was a prophet.
他的妈妈就是先知。
Her mother was a prophet.
也是个先知。
And Anna Cain
就叫 Anna Cain
was born in 1886.
是生于1888年，就是 Polkin 的外祖母。
1886。
1889年，1886年。
Cars weren't invented.
还没汽车还没发明呢。
1886。
1886年。
She was a prophet.
她是一个先知。
Her mother was a prophet.
她妈妈也是先知。
And some of the stories are told about them. They were like seers. They were like seers.
就是他们是个先见。
They saw that a tornado was coming.
他们比如说他们可以看到这个龙卷风要来。
And that it would hit their town.
会打击他的城市。
And that all the buildings would be wiped out.
所有城市里的建筑都被摧毁。
So they went house to house.
他们就会一家一家敲门。
Knocking on doors.
敲门。
Telling everyone.
告诉每个人。
A tornado is coming.
龙卷风要来了。
And will destroy this town.
赶快搬走。
They were so respected. They were so respected that the whole town evacuated.
全城的人都遵从他们的预言，所以都搬空了。
Everybody left.
所有的人都走光了。
The tornado came and destroyed every building.
所以当龙卷风来的时候把所有的建筑物都摧毁了。
And there was not one loss of life.
但一个人都没有伤亡。
Because God sent his prophets to warn them.
因为神已经派先知来警告他们了。
The town was never rebuilt.
但那个城市没有被重建过。
But that was the level of prophecy they moved in.
所以那就是他们所在的预言的层面。
So when Anna Kane was 44 years old,
当这个 Anna Kane 44岁的时候
44, say 44,
说44 44,
she was dying with 4 terminal diseases.
她就是也被诊断有四种致死的病。
She had heart disease,
心脏病。
Tuberculosis in both lungs.
两个肺都有什么？
Millions of people died in the 20s of tuberculosis.
肺结核，在那个年代，成千上万的人都死于肺结核。
She had to be quarantined.
她就是要被隔离。
Her breasts were eaten away by cancer.
她的那个胸部那个乳腺也有癌症。
And she had tumors in her womb or her uterus, would block a baby.
子宫也有肿瘤，所以就是不能生孩子。
And she was pregnant.
那个时候还是怀孕。
She's 44.
44岁。
4 terminal diseases.
四种致死的病。
They do everything they can.
医生做了所有能做的。
And they send her home to die.
就把她送回家等死。
And she's quarantined, only her husband can go in there.
因为她被隔离，所以只有她先生能够进那边。
Because it's very contagious, tuberculosis.
因为肺结核是传染的。
And but the baby keeps growing in her womb.
但她的胎儿还在腹中成长。
But the doctor says it's impossible to have the baby.
医生说孩子不可能出来。
Because you have tumors in your uterus.
因为这个子宫还有一个瘤。
So she's crying out to God, crying out to God.
所以她就向神哭求。
She's getting skinnier and skinnier.
她就越来越消瘦。
And she's dying.
就真的濒临死亡。
And one night, a time of great darkness comes.
有一天晚上就很黑暗的。
And she's overwhelmed.
她就被这个黑暗淹没。
She cries out to Jesus.
她就向神哭求。
Suddenly, a light appears in her room.
突然她的房间充满亮光。
A bright light.
很亮的光。
And it materializes into an angel.
就是一个天使，像是以物质，就是物质形态出现。
She called it the angel of the Lord.
他就称他为主的天使。
And the angel talks to her out loud.
天使就大声跟他讲话。
And says, "Daughter."
说女儿啊。
Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer.
啊，你要喜乐起来。
You will live.
你会活到
and not die.
你会一直存活，不会死。
You will give birth to a son.
你会生一个男孩子。
And you will call him Paul.
你会叫起名叫 Paul.
And he will preach the gospel as Paul of old.
他就要像保罗一样的传福音。
The angel touched her body.
天使摸她的身体。
Fire went powerfully through her body.
火就有能力的进到她的体内。
She was instantaneously healed of all 4 diseases.
她那一瞬间四种病全好了。
Her lungs were like brand new lungs.
她的肺像崭新的肺。
The tumors just were gone.
肿瘤就消失了。
Her breasts actually grew back healthy.
她的这个乳腺乳房又就是长出来，很健康。
And she was called a living miracle.
她被称为活着的神迹。
She did give birth to Paul.
她确实生了 Paul.
He was born.
保罗出生了。
In 1929.
1929年。
He was born.
出生了。
When he was 8.
保罗八岁的时候。
A light appeared in the room.
以利亚就出现在他的房间。
And spoke to him.
给他讲话。
And called him to preach the gospel.
呼召他传福音。
His sisters heard it.
他的姐姐也听到了。
And he became known as the boy preacher.
保罗就后来他就大家就称他是那个传福音的小男孩。
He had supernatural ability.
他有超自然的恩赐。
He had incredible word of knowledge.
他有非常超凡的知识的言语。
He would know things about people.
他知道人的事情。
And he would also be able to determine what disease they had.
他也能够辨明出身体的疾病是什么。
It was very much like William Branham.
很像 William Branham 的恩赐。
In fact, when Paul was 21,
当 Paul 21岁的时候
，William Branham sent Paul Cain to Europe in his place.
那 William Branham 就把这个 Paul Cain 带去欧洲他自己服侍的地方。
He had one of the largest healing revival tents in America.
那个时候他有全美最大的这个医治帐篷。
He was part of the first wave.Of the healing revivalists.
他是那个灵恩第一波的这个医治的中间的人物。
And there were incredible miracles and words of knowledge.
那个时候有很伟大的这个医治的事情和这个知识的言语。
Sometime in his late 20s,
在他二十多岁的时候
he grew discouraged by the attitude of the movement.The money, the fame, he was discouraged.
他就被这个运动中的那些财务问题啊，一些名声问题，他就灰心丧气。
He had large tractor trailer trucks, tents, big machinery, big infrastructure.
他那个时候呢，是有很多因为医治的帐篷啊，就是有很大的施工，很多的设备。
He quit everything.
但是他离开了这一切。
And he went into more seclusion.
他就
He went to seclusion. He went by himself.
他就去独处了。
And he would just basically pray and wait on the Lord.
他就是自己跟神祷告。
30 some years.
37年。
Eventually, Paul Cain and Mike Bickle found each other.
后来 Paul Cain 和 Mike Bickle 就相遇了。
You can go on the staff, on the website and watch an hour story of that.
在那个就是他给他提供的那个信息里面有一个小时关于他们的遇见的这个。
It's very amazing.
是很奇妙的。
I think that was in February 2019. It's on the website. Staff meeting.
2019年二月份他们的同工会的这个视频里面有。
So, Paul began to have visions of the end time revival.
那保罗呢就开始有一个异象，就是关于末世复兴的。
He would see with his eyes stadiums.
他眼睛可以看到
Full of people, stadiums.
就是像那个运动场这个广场
Because the power of God was coming on cities so powerfully
神的能力降在这个城市的上面
that there was no room for the people.
都这个空间都不够盛满人
So they began to come into massive stadiums.
所以他们只能到最大的这个体育场
And resurrections were happening.
死人复活也发生
Cripples were getting up.
这个跛腿的都起来行走
And he had this vision over 100 times.
他这个意象大概他有一百多次。
In 1989,
在八九年
John Wimber and Mike Bickle and Paul Cain they connected.
这个韦约翰和 Mike Bickle 和这个 Paul Cain 他们三个人都在一起。
And Paul Cain became public again.
Paul Cain 就又出现在公众面前。
He went to preach at Anaheim Vineyard.
他就在那个葡萄园施工那里讲道。
He said, "When I come, there will be an earthquake."
他说，当我来的时候会发生地震。
When I leave, there will be another earthquake somewhere in the world, larger.
当我离开的时候，也会发生一个地震，在世界的某一个地方，很大。
He landed for the conference.
所以他就来到这个会场。
Sure enough, there was an earthquake that day in Anaheim, California.
在那一天，在加州那个地方就发生了地震。
The day he left,
他走的那天
was the tragedy of the Armenian earthquake back in '89, the big one in Armenia.
就是在八九年的一个很有名的什么地方的一个大地震嘛。
Everywhere he went, signs and wonders followed.
不管他走到什么地方，都会发生一些神迹奇事、超凡的事情。
So, then the Lord spoke.
主就说。
and said that his mother was going to give him the most serious prophecy of his life.
说他的妈妈将要给他他生命中最重要的预言。
What did the angel say?
天使说的是什么？当时
Be of good cheer.
要喜乐。
You will live and not die.
你会活着，不会死。
She was 44.
那个时候他妈妈44岁。
She lived.
她是一直活
着。54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, 54, And when she was 104 years old,
当她104岁的时候,
God spoke to her and said, you have the most serious word for Paul, for your son.
神那个时候就跟她说, 现在你要发出对你儿子最重要的预言。
Paul was saying, we've got to come to the hospital, we've got to come to the hospital.
Paul 那个时候我们都到医院来。
Some people were there continually.
很多人在那里一直守护。
And for many months, she was slipping in and out of consciousness.
因为在那个年纪，他在医院那个时候已经是有时候昏迷，有时候醒。
So they gathered. Paul says, "I believe it's today."
很多人都聚集了。Paul 说，可能就是今天。
So his assistant Reed Grafke was there, holding Anna Kane. His assistant was there.
就是他的助理啊，反正就是那个时候在扶着他。Mike Bickle 也在他病床前面。Paul 也在他病床前。
And with all the strength she had.
就他就用他所有的力量。
She mustered. She got. She kind of rose like this.
他就挺起来。
And she spoke the prophecy into Paul's ear.
他就对着保罗的耳朵说了一个预言。
And the prophecy was this.
这个预言是
Luke 4:18.
路加福音四章十八节。
I'll show that verse right there.
我们来看一下这个经文。
She said, "The Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you."
说主的灵会在你的身上。
And the church.
和教会的身上。
In power.
带着大能降到你们身上。
And it will be a new era, a new time,
一个新时代
of the power of God.
神能力要进入一个新时代。
And then she slumped back.
然后她就倒下来。
2 hours later,
两个小时以后
，Mike Bickle standing like this.
Mike Bickle 一直这样站着。
In the hospital room.
在医院的病房这样站着。
He's just staring at the clock.
就是一直看着表。
And someone says, "Oh."
有人就说，哎呦。
She's gone.
说哎呀，他已经离开我们了，他已经离开了。
And Mike was just looking at the clock.
Mike Bickle 就看着表。
And he noticed the time.
就看到了时间。
And it was 4:18.
是在四点十八分去世的。
And as God would have the sign, it was going to be a sign prophecy.
因为这个女先知，她是一个用表记神来借着她发预言的。
The day was April 18th.
那一天也是四月十八号。
4:18.
四月十八号的四点十八分。
She died at 4:18 on 4:18, prophesying Luke 4:18.
四月十八号四点十八分，预言路加福音四章十八节。
Come on, praise the Lord.
赞美主，哈利路亚！这就是一个表记。
At 104 years old,
104岁
it was a sign.
这是一个表记号
And so, Paul began to carry that message everywhere.
所以保罗走到哪里就带着这个信息
Last year,
去年
Lou Engle, intercessor,
代祷者
He was in Hawaii on a 40-day fast.
在夏威夷四十天禁食
praying for global revival.
为全球复兴祷告。
He was reading 2 Kings 2:12.
他正在读《列王记下》二章十二节。
Maybe it's 2:22.
也许是二章二十二节。
No, it's 2:12.
十二节。
And as he's reading about Elijah going up in the whirlwind,
他正读到以利沙借旋风上天。
He suddenly gripped.He says that the mantle of Billy Graham.
他突然意识到 Billy Graham 的那个外袍，恩高的外袍。
The evangelist mantle of Billy Graham.
葛培里的外袍。
Is going to be dispersed worldwide.
这葛培里的外跑就是全球性的这个福音活运动。
And in his 40-day fast, he's praying for Billy Graham, Billy Graham, Billy Graham.
因为他四十天禁食代祷，就是这个祷告这个事情。
10 days later, Billy Graham dies.
他祷告了十天以后，葛培里就去世了。
Because he had had dreams of Billy Graham's face over the stadium of Azusa.
因为他在异象中看到葛培里的脸出现在这个阿苏萨，就是16年的时候，那个阿苏萨闹在那个地方，他看到他的脸在那个运动场出现。
So he knows that this is the season of the giving out of the evangelist mantle.
他就知道这是那个季节，老一辈要把这个传福音的外袍要丢下来。
And he's praying for stadiums.
他就是为这个。
This is last year, 2018.
去年他就为这个体育场啊，为这个广场聚集来祷告。
Then the dreamer, the intercessory dreamer, has a dream.
那其他的代祷者就有异梦。
And in the dream, they tighten their belt 10 more holes.
他梦到就是说，紧这个裤带就是十格。
And the Lord says, "Will you not extend your fast 10 more days?"
主就说，你们可以把禁食延长十天吗
？And so Lou Engle says he will.
陆安哥说我可以。
And he realizes the 10 days to make 50.
那四十天禁食变成五十天。
It will end on 4/18.
就停在四月十八号。
April 18th, 2018.
就是停在2018年四月十八号这天禁食结束。
And for a year, we'd been organizing a conference with Lou Engle for that season, that time.
那段时间，我们已经一年时间，想跟 Lou Engle 一起做一个特会。
He says, "I'm going to come to Santa Maria."
Lou Engle 后来就说我可以来到 Santa Maria。
We're going to have a 10-day prayer strike.
我们会有一个十天的连锁祷告。
And we're going to have Paul Kane release Luke.
4:18.
So we call prayer people from everywhere.
我们就呼召各处的代祷者。
We gather in Santa Maria.
我们就聚集在 Santa Maria.
We go to see Paul. We go to see Paul.
我们就去见 Paul.
And he tells us the stories.
Paul 就把所有的事情告诉我们。
We pray for 10 days straight, morning, noon, and night.
我们就十天连锁的祷告，一直祷告。
Prophesying, praying,
预言祷告，预言祷告。
It's amazing.
是很奇妙的。
Meanwhile, you know, Cheon is getting gripped with California dreaming.
同时，奇安使徒就得到了这个加州的梦想的这个意象。
The call for revival in California.
就是加州要复兴的这个意象。
Of which Tony Kim is now leading the whole movement of HIM.
就是托尼牧师
of America.
托尼牧师现在带领的这个 HIM 的这个机构啊，就是这个加州复兴。
Do they have a number of conversions they're praying for? Is it churches?So the call is to plant 10,000 new churches.
这个加州复兴的这个意向就是要来建在加州建一万间教会，所以我们就为这些来祷告。
And on April 18th,
在四月十八号
，Paul Kane comes.
Paul Kane 来了。
And you can watch it on video.
我们可以看那个视频。
It's just look up Paul Kane Healing Rooms Santa Maria.
就是在那个 Santa Maria Paul King 医治室，
and he releases
他就释放
the decree of 4:18，
就是四章十八节的恩膏。
That was last April，
去年四月十八号。
This year，
今年
in February，
二月份
，Paul King died，
Paul King 就去世了。
Now watch it，
大家注意。
5 years ago， Bob Jones died，
5年前 Bob Jones 去世。
He was buried.
他被埋葬在
on February 22nd.
他是在二月二十二号下葬的
2/22/2. 3 years later.
三年之后
A year later.
一年之后
John Paul Jackson.
John Paul Jackson
died.
去世
He was buried.
下葬
2/22/2.
也是同个日期。
3 years later,
三年之后
，Paul Kane dies.
Paul Kane 去世。
He's buried.
下葬。
2/22/2.
二月二十二号都是同
样的。All three of the prophets from Kansas City were planted on 2/22/2.
Kansas City 的三位伟大的预言家去世下葬都是二月二十二号。
That's Joel 2:22.
这就是约珥书二章二十二节。
That's Acts 2:22.
这就是使徒行传二章二十二节。
The day after Paul Kane was buried,
Paul Kane 下葬的第二天
was the Send gathering in Orlando.
是 Orlando 的一个聚集。
70,000 young revivalists.
7000年轻的复兴者
gathered
聚集
for the send to declare going to stadiums to see the great billion soul harvest.
就是要宣告我们将在体育场、体育馆的，就是大的场馆，要看到那个亿万灵魂的复兴，收割。
And I just got an email 2 weeks ago.
两周前我收到邮件。
Andy Bird of YWAM and the Send. Andy Bird, his name is Andy Bird.
Andy Bird, 人的名字。
From YWAM. Youth with a Mission. Youth with a Mission.
青年使命团。
Youth with a Mission.
青年使命团。
Okay. They called Mike at Kansas City.
他们就打电话给 Mike.
And they said, we feel we're supposed to rent Arrowhead Stadium.
他就说我们觉得要把我们这个 stadium 出租。
In 2020.
在2020年。
To call for 200,000 missionaries.
这样来呼召200,000的宣教士。
To complete the worldwide harvest.
来完成这个全球性的福音收割。
That was part of the original prophecies in 83.
这也是83年的那个原始预言的一部分。
So what am I saying?
所以我在
说。The season right now.
现在这个季节。
Is for the dispersing of the mantles of Billy Graham.
就是葛培里的布道的这个外袍已经分赐下来。
The last of the great evangelists.
当然也是最后的一个最伟大的布道家。
Paul Kane.
Paul Kane.
The last of the healing revivalists.
也是可以说是最后的一个医治的一个先知。
And the birthing of the stadium. Christianity movement.
就是
stadiums being filled.
就是在幕后的这个收割的时候，是大的体育场都要被充满人。
Now you are alive to be part of it.
我们现在活着也是为了这个目标之一目标。
This is an amazing thing.
这是很奇妙的事情。
Especially the young adults.
尤其是年轻人。
But we're going to need everybody.
但是每一个人都是需要的。
Middle,
中年人、老年人、年轻人
，and even the fat ones.
胖人、瘦人。
Eating. What's the restaurant? What's the restaurant you want to start? The Chinese restaurant. Okay, we're going to almost end. I want to put up the Spirit of the Lord. Okay, so the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus said.
所以耶稣在路加福音四。
He was about to start his ministry.
耶稣在开始他服事以前，他就宣告四章十八节的经文。
The Spirit of the Lord is on me.
他说主的灵在我身上。
He has anointed me.
因为他用膏膏我。
That's a key word right there.
关键字。
He was anointed.
他是受膏的。
What does the word anointed mean?
膏抹恩膏是什么意思呢？
It's an Old Testament word.
是一个旧约的词。
It's used of Taking oil,
犹太人拿出油的时高油的时候
and smearing it on something,
把它抹在一个物件上
to dedicate it,
来奉献它
to set it apart,
来分别为圣
to bless it,
来祝福它
to empower it,
来赐能力给它
It's what Aaron and his priests did to the people.
这就是亚伦和众祭司向百会众做的
事 It's what Samuel did when he anointed.Saul. Or he anointed David. He poured oil on their head. And it was, the oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 10, they say, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power. This is a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
But what has to happen is you have to believe it.
但是要让它发生，你必须要有信心接受。
Jesus knew who he was.
耶稣知道他是谁。
He said when he was 8 years old, I must be about my father's business.
耶稣在幼年的时候就说，我要以我父的事为念。
When he was 30, he announced the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me.
他三十岁开始事工的时候说，主的灵在我身上。
This was a prophecy from Isaiah.
这是以赛亚对他的预言。
And the Holy Spirit has anointed me.
圣灵现在膏抹我。
He set me apart.
把我分别为圣。
He's empowered me.
赐我能力。
For what?
目的是什么？
To proclaim good news.
来宣告好消息福音。
Good news.
福音。
To who?
给向谁宣告呢
？The poor.
贫穷的。
That's good news.
是好消息。
I began to work with the poor.
我也是跟贫穷人，我也是跟穷人一起。
About 15 years ago.
工也服侍他们，大概从十五年前开始服侍穷人。
We have rescued 4,000 orphans.
我们就帮助四千多个孤儿。
Many sex trafficked children.
就是很多就是被卖为性奴的小儿童。
Many child soldiers in Burma.
就是在缅甸很多孩子就被当兵征
当兵。And why did I go to the poor?
为什么我要去穷人之中间呢
？Why did I go to the poor?
为什么我要去他们中间呢
？Because I believe in end time revival.
因为我相信末世的复兴。
And most of the world is poor.
因为这个世界上大部分人都是贫穷的。
I like to say this.
我经常这样
说。When I'm in America.
当我
I say, Do you know how many people live in Canada?
你知道吗？多少人生活在加拿大
？And all the Americans go, No one knows. They don't know anything about Canada.
美国人什么都回答不出来，他们对加拿大一无所知。
No one knows how many people live in Canada.
没有人知道加拿大有多少人口。
And I say, That's right.
我就说你猜。
None.
没有人生活在加拿大吗
？We all froze to death.
我们都吓坏了。
And the rest of us are crawling across the border to get warm.
很多人就要来爬过围墙。
And they laugh and laugh.
但是他们就笑，在
说笑话。So how many people live in Canada?
那加拿大有多少人口呢
？How many? How many, Tony? about 35 million of us, right?
现在大概有三千五百万了。
Okay, what percentage is that of the world?
那这个对全球人口是百分之几呢
？35 million.
三千五百万的人口对全球人口是
百分之几？ What percentage?
大概百分之几呢
？No percent.
一个百分点不到百分之一。
Not even 1%.
不到百分之一。
Guys, we're not a percent.
我们全加拿大人口加起来不到全球百分之一。
Can you imagine growing up in a nation and you're not even a percent of the world?
你能想象吗？你在这个国家生长大，你们国家人口都不到全球百分之一。
That's terrible.
很可怕吗？
So I say to the Americans, "How many live down there?"
我就问说，那美国人口有多少呢？
They put up their chest.
他们就很骄傲了。
350 million.
三点五亿。
So I said, "If Canada joins America,"
我说如果加拿大和美国加起来
，What percentage would we be of the world?
那就有全球人口百分之多少了呢
？What percent? You know what percent we would be?
Five percent.
大概有百分之五了。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢
？That means 95% of the world.
也就是说，世界上百分之九十五的人口。
That Jesus died for.
耶稣为死而死的人。
Doesn't live here.
不住在这里。不住在北美。
They're not here.
不在北美。
Now I like fishing.
我喜欢钓鱼。
I go fishing all the time I can.
我能钓鱼的时候就去钓鱼。
If I'm going to fish in a lake with 95 fish.Or five fish.
我是要到百分之九十五有百分之九十五的鱼的地方去钓，还是百分之五的地方去钓鱼
？Which lake will I fish?
哪个地方我要去钓鱼呢
？95 fish.
肯定是有百分之九十五的鱼的地方。
95%.
百分之九十五。
That's how I got into working with the poor.
这就是为什么我要跟穷人在一起服侍和生活。
Because the rest of the world is mostly poor.
因为世界上大部分的地方都是贫困的地方。
Women and children at risk.
尤其是妇女和儿童在危险之中。
And if we're going to bring good news to the world,
我们要把好消息带给全地。
We have to go to the poor.
我们要到穷人中间去。
Most of them don't live here.
大部分人都不生活在这里。
Guess where they live?
知道他们生活在哪吗
？China.
中国。
Cambodia.
赞比亚
，India，
印度
，Pakistan，
巴基斯坦
，Middle East，
中东
，Come on， that's where they live。
他们都生活在那里。
Back to Israel， back to Jerusalem movement。
回归耶路撒冷的运动。
Asians bringing the gospel through the Middle East。
亚洲人把福音带去中东。
That's why you're so strategic。
这就是为我们很有策略。
God is going to anoint you。
神要恩膏我们。
To preach good news。
来传好消息
to the poor,
给贫穷人
That is why we need
这就是我们需要
crazy rich Asians,
很有钱的亚洲人
We need crazy rich Asians,
crazy rich
Asians,
疯狂的有钱的亚洲人
Because we're going to start businesses all around the world.
因为我们在全球要开做生意。
People say the Chinese are buying up the world.
有人说中国人要买了全世界。
I say good.
我说太好了。
Because so many of them are Christians.
因为很多中国人是基督徒。
There's been an explosion of Christianity.
那也是一个基督徒的爆炸。
And they're going all around the world.
他们走到全世界。
Stacy will tell you stories tonight.
今天晚上我太太会讲。
It's amazing what's going on in China.
更多就是在中国发生的事情。
But you put yourself into this verse.
我们要把自己放在这个经文中。
The Spirit of the Lord is on me.
主的灵在我身上。
Me.
我。
He's anointed me.
他要恩膏我。
To preach good news.
要来传好消息。
To the poor.
给贫穷人。
He sent me to proclaim freedom.
他要我宣告自由。
Freedom.
自由。
For the prisoners.
被囚的。
Recovery of sight.
瞎眼能看见
to the blind
瞎眼子能看见
that's actual
miracles 真实的神迹
Tony Kim miracles
Tony Kim 牧师的神迹
Tony Kim signs and wonders
Tony Kim 牧师的神迹奇事
you're going to tell us about some miracles aren't you miracles
神迹奇事
sight of blind set the oppressed free
得自由
and proclaim the year of God's favor
宣告神悦纳人的喜年。
This is the season we are living in.
我们就活在这样的季节。
It's amazing.
很奇妙。
It's amazing.
很奇妙。
The whole world is ready to come to Jesus.
这个全世界都预备着要到神的面前来。
I was, I'm going to end in, how many minutes till we pray for the people? How many minutes should we do till we pray for the people? Five? Okay.Last week I interviewed an Iranian from Iran.
就是访问了一个伊朗人。
His name is Carmen Ya'ari.
他的名字叫 Carmen Ya'ari.
Any of you know him?
有谁知道听过这个名字吗？
He was 12 years old.
他十二岁。
When he began to search for God.
就开始寻求神了。
He prayed every day.
他每天都祷告
10 times a day
一天祷告
15 times a day
十次十五次
He sought God
他就看到神
For 18 years he fervently sought God Allah He sought God Allah
他看到的是阿拉
He's Iranian
他是伊朗人
God is Allah
所以他们的神是阿拉
The Quran is the true word of God to him Quran and the Bible is corrupted by Christians.
他说圣经被基督徒给搞坏了。
Jesus was good, but the Bible's bad because Christians changed everything.
他说耶稣是好的，但是圣经其他东西是不好的，因为被基督徒玷污了。那是他们想的。
And he believes God does not have a son.
他们认为上帝没有儿子。
So for 18 years, he calls out to Allah.
十八年，他向阿拉呼求。
Allah, 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 come.
他每天就呼求
I want to be your friend. I want to be close to you.
说阿拉阿拉来吧，我想做你的朋友，呼求。
Nothing happens.
任何事都没发生。
Finally, when he's 30 years old,
最后在三十岁的时候，他说
Allah,
他说阿拉
I'm done with you.
我跟你我跟你之间结束了。
We're breaking up.
我们分手吧。
I never want to talk to you again.
我不想再跟你讲话了。
18 years I've looked for you and you haven't come.
十八年我呼求你都不来。
And it's a long story. I did his conversion.
那故事很长，但是他是怎么转变成基督徒的
？That season he found a Bible.
那在刚好在那个季节，他就找到了圣经。
Began to read in Persian Farsi. It's called Farsi language.
他就是用他那个 Farsi 的那个语言来读他的圣经版本的圣经。
Matthew, Book of Matthew.
马太。
He fell in love with Jesus.
他就爱上耶稣了。
He said, "Jesus."
他说耶稣啊。
You're a good prophet.
你是个很好的先知。
No, none of the other prophets ever helped me.
其他的先知都没帮过我。
Would you help me get a visa?
你能帮助我拿到 visa 吗？签证吗
？I want to go to America.
我想去美国，你能帮我拿签证吗
？He's Iranian. This is like 10 years ago.
十年前，那个时候伊朗的情况。
Jesus appears in his room.
耶稣就在他房间向他显现。
Touches his arms.
摸他的肩膀。
Speaks to him.
跟他讲话。
And says he will help him get a visa.
说我会帮助你拿到签证。
So the next day he goes to the embassy in Cyprus.
那第二天他就去塞浦路斯到那个大使馆。
They look at his papers.
他们就看看他的材料。
In 15 minutes, they said, "Go wait over there."
十五分钟以后就说你在那等着。
15 minutes.
十五分钟。
They said, "Okay, we'll give you a visa."
有他们就说好，签证给你了。
In 2 hours, he had his visa.
他就在两个小时之内拿到了。
It takes months if you ever get a visa.
但是一般来说要好几个月才能拿到。
He went back to his room.
他就去了回到他房间。
He said, "Thank you, Jesus."
他说谢谢耶稣。
Thank you.
谢谢。
For the visa.
为签证谢谢你。
But he doesn't believe he's the Son of God.
但他还没有相信耶稣是神的儿
子。Or anything like that.
还没有相信。
He's just a good prophet.
就觉得他是个好先知。
Long story short.
长话短说。
Comes to America.
来到美国。
Jesus appears to him again and again.
耶稣又不停地又在向他显现。
And he finally finds Jesus.
他就终于认识了耶稣。
Fire comes into his body.
火就进到他的身体中。
He shakes on the ground.
他就一直的颤抖。
He's full of the Holy Spirit.
充满了圣灵，充满。
And now he's a friend of God.
那他就成了神的朋友。
A friend of God.
神的朋友。
He told me last week.
上星期他就告诉我。
When I was a boy, 40 years ago.
当四十年前我还是个小男孩。
There was. Just a second. My glasses. There was 10,000 Christians in Iran.
在伊朗有一万的基督徒。
Today,
今天
5 to 7 million Christians in Iran.
有五百万到七百万的基督徒在伊朗。
Come on, praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
This is Iran.
这是在伊朗的情况。
What's going on?
现在发生的。
Islam is bankrupt.
穆斯林就是越来越败坏腐败。
They don't want that anymore.
他们不想要这种信仰。
Syrians are coming to Jesus.
叙利亚也开始回转向耶稣。
Pakistanis are coming to Jesus.
巴基斯坦也回转向耶稣。
Egyptians are coming to Jesus.
埃及人也回转向耶稣。
Chinese are coming to Jesus.
中国人也回转向耶稣。
Africa is already coming to Jesus.
非洲已经转向耶稣。
And you have been born for the greatest time.
我们出生就是为了这个最伟大的时刻。
Of global revival.
全球性的复兴。
Come on, give the Lord a great big clap.
给耶稣一个掌声。
So here's what we're going to do.
那我们现在呢？
We're going to put on some sort of music.
我们来放一些敬拜音乐。
However you want to do it, band or whatever.
是放音乐还是奏？
And we're going to have some of the speakers and leaders. We're going to come here.
我们请讲员和领袖到前面来。
We're going to keep that verse up there.
我们把这个经文一直放在这里。
And we're going to take the oil.
我们要拿油。
And we're going to anoint every single person in this room today, this morning.
我们所有在这里每一位都要接受恩膏。
And we're going to anoint you to carry the prophecy.
我们受恩膏都要来承接这个预言。
That Anna Cain spoke to her son.
是 Anna Cain 为她儿子所发的这个预言。
At 104 years old.
在104岁时候发的这个预言。
Concerning the great harvest.
就是关于大丰大收割的。
And we're going to believe that God's going to come upon you in power.
我们相信神会借着大能在我们来到我们中间。
Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是被圣灵恩膏。
And power.
和圣灵和能力。
Acts 10, he went everywhere doing good.
他就周游四方行善事。
And healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
医治凡被鬼所缚的。
Come on, praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So Pastor, let's bring our leaders.
请讲员和牧者。请讲员和牧者。
And let's do a song. Let's do a lead us in a song, just to put our hearts in the right place for receiving. yeah, pastors and the speakers.
牧者和讲员。
And the pastors and
the. 牧者和讲员。
Because we're going to pray for every person. We're going to anoint.
我们要来恩膏每一位。
Okay, so we're gonna smear the oil on your forehead.
抹在你的前额。
Here's oil. Margaret, can you grab oils?
Where?
Where's the oil? There we go. There's oils, Tony. Let's give everybody some oil.
There's nothing worth more that would ever come close.Nothing can compare. You're our living hope.
What's the title of that song? What's the title?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Presence,
good choice.
Lord.
We You can put that song up there.
可以把歌词打出来，圣灵，请你来。
There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Just worship the Lord right now. Stand up where you are. Stand up. Your
presence, Lord. 敬拜。请把歌词打出来。
Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.
歌词
You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what I'm longing for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord, shining woman justThere's nothing worth more that would ever come close.
请弟兄姐妹到这边啊，每一个牧者面前可以排排啊，让牧者为一个一个每一个都来高牧啊，可以前面的这些牧者每一个都可以站一排，每个都站一排，那就开始。一个牧者啊，对对对，你排了，你好。